Bay Center was selected as the venue for the High Mass over the 57 parishes in the sprawling diocese because of the expected attendance. The front row was occupied by Wach's family. He's one of nine siblings. Both upper and lower decks were also filled with friends, Catholic school students, and other supporters, including a contingent from his former parish, St. Ignatius, in Austin, Texas.
A warm welcome to all of you who have come for this beautiful ceremony in which a new shepherd is anointed and appointed for the service of this local church here in the Panhandle.
Presiding was Archbishop Thomas Winsky of Miami.
Like the good shepherd himself, Bishop Walk will strive to lay down his life for you, the sheep of his new flock. And in the days, months, and years ahead, you will come to know him, and he will come to know you.
Forever I will sing the goodness of the Lord.
Bishop Walk, who's 50, is a native of South Bend, Indiana, a Notre Dame graduate, and has been in the priesthood since 1994. Other stops in his ecumenical career have been in Colorado Springs, back to Notre Dame, and Phoenix. Pope Francis named him in May to replace Bishop Gregory Parks, who took over the St. Petersburg Diocese in January.
Do you resolve by the grace of the Holy Spirit to discharge until death the office entrusted to us by the apostles, which we are about to pass on to you by the laying on of our hands?
I do.
Ordaining a bishop involves a number of rituals, the anointing of oil and laying on of hands on Walk's head by his soon-to-be fellow bishops, but the most dramatic is when a bishop-elect answers questions about his faith and his fitness to serve.
Do you resolve to preach the gospel of Christ with constancy and fidelity?
I do.
Do you resolve to pray without ceasing to Almighty God for the holy people and to carry out the office of high priest without reproach?
I do, with the help of God.
After those rituals, the new bishop is given the symbols of his new office, the book of the Gospels, the episcopal ring, his mitre or high hat, and his pastoral staff. At that point, the title bishop-elect is shortened to bishop. And on this day, at the Bay Center, Walk celebrated his first communion as the Pensacola-Tallahassee Diocese shepherd.
We offer you the sacrifice of praise, O Lord, for the deepening of our service of you, so that what you have conferred on us, unworthy as we are, you may graciously bring to fulfillment through Christ our Lord.
Amen. Following communion, it was time to hear from Bishop William Walk, or as he prefers, Bishop Bill.
Well, this is pretty neat. Huh? We should do this every Tuesday, I think. That's great.
The newly minted bishop expressed his thanks to all who worked toward Tuesday's ceremony at the Bay Center while downplaying his own role in the ordination and transition.
All I did was answer the phone back in May, panic a lot, and then show up here. And I am delighted and thrilled and honored to be here. Not just your shepherd, your brother, Bill. Thank you for the trust you are putting in me. Thank you for your support and your prayer.
Besides his new duties in the Pensacola-Tallahassee Diocese, William Walk, or Bill, will also serve as a board member of both the Florida Catholic Conference and the Florida Conference of Catholic Bishops. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.